Today, the church celebrates Tuesday of the fifth week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Mark chapter 7, verses 1 to 13. When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders, and on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs, and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites. As it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and whoever curses father or mother shall die.' Yet you say, 'If someone says to father or mother, any support you might have had from me is korban,' meaning dedicated to God, you allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on, and you do many such things." Jesus accused his critics of ignoring the commandments of God while insisting on keeping merely human rules. Jesus recognized that the religious traditions of his time did not always correspond to God's will as revealed in the Scriptures, and as revealed in a much fuller way now by Jesus himself. The church needs to be always watchful to ensure that its own traditions conform to God's word to us, especially as spoken by Jesus. Every so often, our church has to renew itself with the help of the Holy Spirit to purify its traditions so that they correspond more closely to the true spirit of the gospel. We can understand the Council of Vatican II as a significant attempt to do just that. In our own personal lives, too, we can get into traditional ways of doing things that are not always in keeping with the core of God's message to us in and through the Scriptures. Our own personal tradition, whether it is our religious tradition or our tradition in the broader sense, is always in need of reform in the light of the gospel. We need to keep on hearing the word of the Lord anew and to invoke the Holy Spirit to help us to do so.